Shooby dooby doo. I'm going to tell you, I'm saying that's Louis Armstrong.
No.
No?
No.
Is it his brother?
No, guess again.
Harry Connick?
Harry James.
No. Both of you, no.
Harry Smith.
Steve is just guessing some Harry names, I'm saying.
He's a news guy. Who is it, Jazzy?
Bunny Berrigan.
Bunny Berrigan.
Of course.
Bunny
yes.
Berrigan.
Yes.
Of course.
Well, I'll tell you, Jasmine, you come up with some real challenges there, so that's good. Thank you.
And Mr. Schwani, you
played with Benny Goodman, by the way.
Did he really?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's right.
So that
may be
the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Bunny soloing.
It's amazing what he knows about this stuff. And
I didn't know the player, though, until Jasmine said.
That's okay. I know you get a nickel for every time it's played. So the Chicago Blackhawks, I don't know about you, Mr. Schwani. I'm wearing some Blackhawk gear today because I want to show my support in my very, very small way.
Let's hope so.
I've not given up. Come on.
They need to win now.
You know,
game 3 tomorrow.
I know, but, you know. And the thing about, I bet, all the flights to Nashville are booked. And when you go on an airplane to Nashville, you will be surrounded by others in Blackhawk gear. And when you actually get to where the Predators play, same thing, there will be tons of Chicago Blackhawk fans there.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I'm certain that that's the case. And the Chicago Blackhawks have done many, many cool things. And those who have been associated in any way, involved in any way with the Chicago Blackhawks, know what a classy organization they are. And as one example, what they did a couple of months ago was they sent Tommy Hawk, Mr. Mascot, to Animal Care and Control in Chicago, the city's municipal shelter, and we recorded a video, which has been seen and continues to be seen at the United Center before Blackhawk games. One about adopting dogs, another about adopting cats. You can see these videos on my blog, and that is stevedale.tv.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, I failed to say this, and I really should have. First words out of my mouth should have been Happy Easter to Mr. Schwani and, of course, to all of you on a very special Sunday because it is, after all, Easter Sunday. And I mentioned the Chicago Blackhawks, Doc Emmerich, who did, as he always does, an amazing job of the play-by-play broadcast yesterday. I watched the game as I do. And I know that Doc Emmerich, in a little while, may be down the street at a Easter service if he's not already on his way to Nashville. If you're a hockey fan, we talked pucks and pups. I think that's the way he put it. He deserves credit for that line, and that's on a WGN podcast, and it's at WGN Plus, and you can find it at WGNradio.com. Does that make any sense at all? Go to WGNradio.com and you can find a conversation with the great Doc Emmerich and myself talking both hockey and also pet adoption, which is something he feels very strongly about. Speaking of which, in a little bit, I'll tell you about what I'll be doing Monday morning with Steve Cochran right here on WGN. First, I must stop right now and say, here to take your telephone calls, here to take your text, any pet questions at all, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I posted something on Facebook and said, essentially, call me. It's one of those weeks where I'm just kicking back and taking telephone calls, also your text. And it's not that I mean, the phones ring all the time here. It's WGN, and texts come in. There's one now all the time because it is WGN Radio. However, what does also happen is that after many, if not every show that I do, if someone disagrees with something I say, they tell me in social media. Yet they don't. You don't call. I mean, that's kind of the thing now, right? And you type it out in social media. You call people nasty names. But face-to-face and even by telephone, you kind of hide behind that social media thing, right? And that's what I was sort of complaining about on my Facebook page. Two sentences maybe about that. And I don't know how many people saw it. It went all over the place because I guess other people feel the same way about social media, which I love, but I think you know what I'm saying. Anyway, our phone number 312-981-7200. Text the same thing, and one of the texts I will read right now. Steve, when do you spay or neuter cats? Interesting you should ask that question because I'm on a task force that is kind of figuring that out. So with dogs, there are recommendations from the American Animal Hospital Association, American Veterinary Medical Association, and others. And even in the dog world, it's kind of vague, and it depends on the kind of dog you have, in part. With cats, the recommendations are even more vague. They're even more up in the air. In fact, there really is no consistent recommendation, at least until now. So a group of experts, I was honored to be involved, got together and decided our chant will be fixed by 5 months of age. Because with early spay-neuter in cats, I'm not talking dogs. And this is an example that, and there are many examples, but of course, cats are not small dogs. And our answer is very, very different for cats. So the answer is to fix by five. That seems to be based on everything that is known medically. And early spay-neuter turns out, as I said, not to at all be a bad thing for cats, is to fix by five. Now, if you can't do that, you will have a better cat. So let's say you've somehow brought in a cat from outdoors that's not already, quote, fixed. The time to do it is whenever you want to do it and as soon as possible. You'll also have a better pet that way from a behavior perspective. And medically, it is important to particularly spay cats. They don't get any kind of ovarian cancer, for example, if you spay them. And in fact, a conversation about ovarian cancer is just about to go up on the podcast. And it is really quite astounding what we talked about. Good morning. You're on WGN Radio. Good morning.
Hi, are you talking to me?
Believe it or not, I am. Yes. Now, let me finish what I was saying about ovarian cancer.
Please do.
Yeah, because it turns out the solution to providing a test, which not only ovarian cancer, but other kind of cancers as well, is not available. There is no such test. There is no easy blood test for ovarian cancer and lots of other kinds of cancers, but there may be soon because of dogs. And this podcast that's going to go up tomorrow will explain all of that. It really is quite true and quite impressive. It sounds like science fiction. It's not. 16 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN. And yes, you are on the radio. Good morning.
Thank you. And I'm sorry, I'm going to switch topics completely.
That's
I listened to you give the number and I picked up the phone to call with my question.
Yes.
We have a 4-year-old black Labrador retriever. He's our empty nest dog. So the house is not as bustling. There aren't as many people coming in and as out as there would have been. We had a black lab who lived for 12 years before this. And the last piece that we just can't seem to get control of is his excitement and jumping on people when they come in the front door. And I know it's us, and I just don't really know what to do. Other than that, he's just a great, well-behaved dog.
Yeah, so what I want you to do is come into the front door now and completely ignore your dog. I know that's hard to do. Until, what's your dog's name?
Bergen.
Until Bergen calms down. When Bergen calms down a bit, you could say, Bergen, sit. You might even have some hot dogs in your pocket or something really good to encourage the behavior. When Bergen does that, then reach over and calmly pet Bergen. Probably. What will happen is Bergen will get all crazy, all excited all over again because now you're paying attention. And withdraw attention again until Bergen calms down. And what you're going to do, after all, what Bergen wants simply is your attention. So what you're going to do over time is teach Bergen that, okay, the only way you get my attention when I walk through the door, or anyone, that's the thing, you have to be consistent with everyone, is to calm down, and then you will get all the attention you want. Now, when grandma comes to the house, or if little kids come over, and you're concerned that Bergen's going to jump on him and knock him over, then you do have to put a leash on Bergen, but really the same protocol here. And again, tell grandma or the kids that when they come over, Bergen gets no attention from them until Bergen calms down. So okay. What you're doing is reinforcing the behavior you do want. And, you know, if the rear end is on the ground, the dog can't be jumping at the same time. Now, how long will it take to do this? I don't know. It could take a matter of a couple tries, more likely a couple of weeks. But you will get it down. And how old is Bergen?
He's 4. He's turning 4.
Yeah. So I think you'll be able to do it without a problem.
It's the other people. He doesn't get excited for us anymore.
Uh-huh.
It's the guests. So you know what? The leash thing. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do the leash because, yeah. Thank you.
But still, same idea. Bergen gets no attention from them. You've got to talk to them. But you know, usually we know when people are coming over and tell them, my dog gets no attention from you because I'm trying to teach my dog not to jump on you or others when they come through the door until my dog calms down.
Perfect.
All right.
Perfect. Will
Thank
do.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you. 312-981-7200. Lots more calls and texts to get to. WGN Radio, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Good morning and happy Easter to you, John. I'm going to try to go through as many calls as I possibly can because I have so many text and also Facebook questions, which I appreciate from my Facebook fan page. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can, starting with you. What can I help you with? Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Easter. I'm John with Chicago Pet Transport, and I have a number of clients that have had similar problems as the lady with the black lab. And what they've told me is that when the doorbell rings or the door knocks, they put the leash on the dog. They take the dog to the door and stand on the leash to make it short enough so he can't jump up. And after, of course, numerous repetitions, the dog learns that he's not supposed to be jumping up on guests coming in through the door.
Sure. I'm aware of that method. It can work. My only concern about it is if the leash is on a buckle collar around the dog's neck, you're also
correct,
creating some choking issues. If the leash is on a harness, that's okay too. Then I'm all for it. Okay.
Sure. Absolutely. I just thought I'd throw that in.
Added
support.
I very much appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You have a good day.
Thank you. I'm going to try to take another telephone call next. Good morning. You're on WGN Radio. Hello.
Good morning, Steve.
Yeah.
How are you? Good morning, Steve.
I'm good, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Easter, and I love your show.
Thank you. What's up?
I've got a problem. We adopted a dog about a week and a half ago. He's a special needs dog. He was abused out of Alabama, neglected, caged. Not our first dog we've adopted, not our first special needs dog we've adopted, but he dug a hole under the fence about the second day into it. And he's been seen, last time we saw him in the neighborhood was about a week ago. We got a lot of sightings. We even saw him, but he's running. He was only about a mile from our house, but no one has seen him since. We've done flyers, Facebook, posters, have all the neighborhoods looking out. Social media has been great in this. We've left food out. We've done everything. Luckily, there's a lot of lakes and streams by our house. We're up in Hoffman Estates, but he hasn't been seen in about a week. Any ideas what we can do to help get this dog back?
Yeah, there's a great organization. They're going to be on the show, you remind me, in a couple of weeks down the road called Lost Dogs Illinois. You could find them.
Yes, we're on that.
Yeah.
Yes, we're on that, too.
Yeah, you're ahead of me.
And Craigslist.
Yep.
You name it, we're on it. It's an excellent organization, and you can make the posters, which we've hung in the neighborhoods. It's a great website.
Yeah, it is. Is your dog microchipped at least?
Yes, he is.
Good.
He is chipped. All the police departments in the area know about it, and all the dogs that do get picked up go to the one animal hospital in the area, and they know about it too. But I'm worried. It's been almost 2 weeks.
Sure.
You know, I'm worried about food with him. He's got plenty of water from the lakes, but no one's seen him. Any ideas what else we can do?
I wish I did. You could put up signage that you've done, but also add a reward to that. Now, the downside is if the dog is stolen, which wasn't the case here, you're encouraging poor behavior, but you're getting your dog back. But it wasn't the case here, just simply a lost dog. So providing a reward could motivate people. It could be that someone brought the dog in thinking it's a stray dog, a friendly dog. I'm just going to bring the dog in without doing appropriate checking. Or maybe they did their best, but not a very good job of checking to see if this dog is owned by anybody else. I wish I could snap my fingers and offer a instant solution. My heart breaks for you. I don't know the answer, though.
All right. We're going to just keep looking and keep praying and hoping our best. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Thank you.
Love all the information you provide. And for everyone, don't shop, adopt.
I agree with that. And for you, if it helps. I mean, there are people that, you know, many, many months later do find their dogs, and they're not in great shape, but they're okay, you know, and they've managed to survive. So I hope that's the case for your dog. I wish you well.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you. Stories like that, I mean, they just truly do break my heart. Speaking of which, this is from Facebook. Steve, we lost our black Labrador 6 weeks ago. I can't seem to stop crying. I've cried every day. It's from Judy. When I think about getting another dog, I picture my dog, Sammy. You may not be ready for another dog yet. You know, all of that is individual. And some people, it is a matter of days, and it helps them get over their loss to get another dog. Others take literally months or years. I mean, there is no right or wrong, and I have no magic solution for that either. But just understand that I'm sure Sammy had a great home for all those years and lots of love, and what more can any of us ask than that? I saw this call up on the screen and the description from Pam. Good morning, Pam. I'm up against the clock, but I'm concerned, so I wanted to take the call. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a 13-year-old cat who we know he has thyroid issues, but those levels are fine. I took him to the vet yesterday to get weighed and a little bit of blood work, and they told me that he had lost 2 pounds in 2 months. And the doctor, I wasn't able to talk to the vet, but the staff advised me that the doctor wanted me to bring him in to get additional blood work, GI blood work, and also an X-ray.
It sounds perfect. I mean, it sounds perfect, and that's the right thing. You know, anytime that a cat is beginning to lose weight, and cats or dogs, but cats in particular are so subtle about their signs of illness. They're really good at masking illness. It really could be a concern, and I definitely think you're doing the right thing by doing the blood work. And
Can you have an idea of what it could be?
Yes, but the guess list, the list of possible guesses goes on forever, and that's all it would be.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, but definitely you're on the right course.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, anytime a cat loses weight, you want to do something about it. That means see your veterinarian. You'll see me next Sunday morning, or at least hear me, I hope, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. Monday morning at 9:05, we are here to free Willie, a dog named Willie, from the Anti-Cruelty Society with Mr. Steve Cochran. So I hope you listen in.